possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Kia Studios.
Yeah, man.
First time in a while.
Glad to be back.
Do I sound weird or do I just feel like I sound weird because I haven't talked into this microphone for a while?
Yeah, I think you just feel that way, man. But it's good to. What's happening, man? Yeah, it feels good to be back.
I sound normal?
Yeah, you're fine. Huh. Feels good to be back, man. Feels good to be back in the blue deck. You know, it's not a, it's a hump, but it ain't as humpy as that those other walks to the Falcons facility. As we say, as they, we do appreciate them letting us use their facilities and all those things. But yeah, it is good to be back in the Kia studio. No doubt about it.
Agreed.
Yes.
Training camp for us ended yesterday. Obviously, training camp continues for the Falcons, but our broadcasts from Flowery Branch came to a close yesterday and kind of went out with a bang, huh?
Yeah, man.
Got to see some fun stuff. Obviously, the joint practices with the Titans the last couple of days and getting the work and the two most important days of training camp, really, as far as going up against ones of the other team and all that. Yep. And then they got to fighting, which is kind of fun, too.
Yeah, I mean... unless you've been in one, but no, I think, you know, a lot of times when they talk about the fight part about, you know, the practice and everything, it's just part of it. You know, it's not something that's out of the normal or anything like that because it happens so frequently and it happens at every practice, every joint practice. There's always going to be some kind of dust up and things like that. You just don't see a lot of them with the quarterback. And I think that's what the one.
Yeah, that's
that,
what yesterday, that's yesterday, why yesterday was.
Yeah, unique. That's why yesterday was different. Exactly. Because the Falcons quarterback was in the scrum and all those different things. I know we'll talk to Joe later because he was actually out there the rest of the practice. I would like to know how he performed after that, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you're still fired up and everything and you want to go out and watch this and you're not in your game. Because I know when I was leaving the restroom, you can see down there. I saw him miss a couple easy ones, you know. And so could he reprogram himself? You know, let that go and come on, and go on about it. Now, again, I understand. That word right there is a trigger for most men. Calming down, especially when we're in a combative type competition like that. You know, you call me that, it's going to be some problems. So, Michael, if Michael would have called somebody that, they would have went at him.
It's
so,
always interesting because, like, people are calling each other stuff, right? But you just can't do that one.
You get called everything, dog.
Except not that.
Don't call them that.
Okay, interesting.
And, yeah, that's just,
I don't know. Funny how there's rules.
It's amazing, isn't it? That word right there. You call us that, it's on.
Uh-huh.
You know, and most of the time when people do that, they understand that because if you called me that, it was going to be on.
Right. Like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to trigger the person.
Yeah.
You're trying to get them to get fired up. And whether, I don't know, if it gets them off their game or maybe you want to fight.
Yeah, man.
Maybe you want to fight them.
It's just all about the, I don't know what it is. And the man, another man call you that, dog, he's just like, oh, what? What'd you say? It's just, I don't know. I don't know, but
I
will raise my hand. That's a trigger. It damn sure is, but I think that, you know, but I want to see how he was able to finish out the practice and things like that because things are going to happen in games. You know,
it's, yeah, people might call him that.
Yeah, it's going to happen, and you're going to get flustered and things like that. How do you respond and get yourself back on track and not allow that to continue to, you know, fester and, like, or more than anything, try to be like, okay, I got your blank, and then go out there and try to do something that you shouldn't.
Well, it's funny because it seems like that's what led to it in the first place, yeah. Right? Like, there was some talking going back and forth. They were saying what they were saying, and then he did make the play that he made. And then told him about it afterwards, yeah. And then that's kind of what led to it, right? It was like, let me make a throw, and I don't know. It seemed like it was the throw that was in the realm of the play that was called. It didn't seem like he was trying to do anything crazy. It was a nice throw. It ended up being a touchdown, pretty similar to the one the day before that we saw him throw to Casey Washington. That was a touchdown too. So, I mean, from a from a base level performance on the football field standpoint, you love seeing Penix out there making those throws. And then it led to that. And then look, if you're saying you saw him kind of missing some easy ones after that, maybe he was a little juiced up. Could the be. Adrenaline was still flowing. I'll say this, and I know this is something that has been a talking point in training camp and is something that needs to get cleaned up for Michael Penix. He misses easy ones.
Yes.
Like that's a that's something that he did at Washington.
Yeah, take the
It's something that we saw a little bit last year in the brief instances, but his completion percentage was not good enough. And sometimes you got to take the layups. Yeah. You got to make the layups. Mm-hmm. But again, that's something that even when he was one of the best quarterbacks in college with that offense, he'd miss some of those sometimes, whether it's a little overthrow because he's got whatever he's amped up or arm power or whatever it is. Like that's definitely a facet of the Michael Penix game, like a negative almost of the Michael Penix toolbox that he's got to get better at. And I don't know if it was emotion or whatever, but that's it. Like that's the thing that's going to be the difference between how quickly Michael Penix is at his best this season and if he's still sort of lingering behind.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what great quarterbacks make the layups. More importantly, great quarterbacks take it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know they always make, but you take it. You don't. I mean, if it's a 7-yard check down, you dump it right to them. You know, instead of waiting. Sometimes great quarterbacks wait to see things develop. But a lot of times they just get the ball. We see a guy on TV right now, Tom taking it. Tom taking that 6-yard hook. Bam, and we're just gonna keep the drive positive.
Won't go broke taking a profit.
Exactly, and that's basically what great quarterbacks like Tom would do. So I keep saying it's finding him completions and things like that. And those are what I mean by that. Just get him something positive. Get him a positive net gain, you know. And I know because think about the deep ball. It's pretty as hell when you complete it. Mm-hmm. But damn it, it's hard as hell when you just keep doing it over and over again and you miss it. Now, do I think this team will take more deep shots than the average team? I do because of him. But at the same time, you got to be able to do the intermediate things, the intermediate routes, the short routes, the allowing your receivers and backs and everybody to take a 6-yard to go get you 16.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that, hopefully you're right. And hopefully they complete more deep balls than other teams if they're taking more of them. But I don't think that's going to be the thing that makes them a great offense.
I agree.
It's going to be
consistency.
A factor that you have. And, you know, maybe he throws a better deep ball than other guys do or whatever, and hopefully you can take advantage of that. But if the Falcons' offense is as good this season as we think that it can be, the difference is going to be Michael Penix making those easy throws, doing it consistently, having a really high completion percentage on those throws. And again, that's just something that has been, you know, that's been something that he's not been great at throughout his quarterback history. It's also something that, you know, young quarterbacks – can get better at.
Yeah.
Like Josh Allen had a terrible completion percentage early in his career.
Probably like Michael's.
Probably.
Yeah.
And it was for a couple years.
Yeah.
And then got better at it, steadily improved it, kind of snapped his finger that 1 year, I think, between year 3 and 4 and really cleaned up.
The guy who they brought in to help him. And Daboll.
Okay.
Helped to bring in those coordinators also to help him.
And, sure.
You know, the thing with the coordinator here in Atlanta, he's still a young player also.
Right. I'm just saying like that. That's a guy who's now considered one of the MVP of the league last year.
Yes.
Took him a while to get there on that. Like we don't, you know, unfortunately for the Falcons and everybody over there, they don't have that kind of time.
No, they do
that
not.
Stuff's got to get cleaned up quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I think it will because he can do it, and they're going to try to do everything they can to help him. But, yeah, to me, that's the main thing. And you don't get to see a lot of that even in the joint practices and the scrimmage kind of stuff that we get to see. We're not going to know how that looks until – Week Sunday. One against Tampa Bay.
Yep, because they're not gonna. We're not gonna see them.
Not gonna see them again.
We're not gonna see them again. You said it. We're not gonna be up there. So obviously, we'll just have the eyes and ears of our guys up there, Joe and Chap, But, yeah, I mean, we won't get an opportunity, and he won't get another opportunity to go against another defense until that day also. I mean, you can go against the scout team and the look team and study as much film as humanly possible, but until you're out there with the live guy, with the ones of Tampa, and them moving around and doing things like that, because the great thing about him, he is still technically, I would say, a rookie quarterback, but they got three game film, three tapes on. You know, they didn't see a lot of them in the preseason. So when you look at where Tampa, when they start their studying for the Falcons, they're going to look at the last three games of last year. And just like a lot of other teams do, unless it's a completely different scheme or something like that. But everything pretty much is the same here from his last three starts outside of the defensive guys. But pretty much, no, not pretty much. The whole damn offense is exactly what it was his last three starts.
And even Neusel was the center.
Yeah. And so you got an opportunity, you go back and look at those games, and then that's when you talk about what do you have in your tool belt if you're Zach Robinson? What did you learn from there, and how do you, you know, get away from some of the tendencies that you might have had last year? We know the tendency, and we talked about it before camp, we know that when Michael was in there, nobody threw more deep shots or plus 15 balls than Michael. Nobody in the league when he started those last three games. We know that Drake London was targeted 40 times when Michael Penix was a quarterback. So, I mean, these are things where, you know, they're going to have to find ways to move him around. And then sometimes, you know, you might know what we're doing, but we're still going to beat you. You know, I mean, most players are just, you know, they're just it's an indefensible guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be part of what the Falcons offense has this year, hopefully, right? Like, if they're as good as they can be, you're going to run right behind Lindstrom and McGarry a lot.
Yes.
Teams are going to know you're going to do it, and you're still going to do it because those guys are good enough to get positive yards, and Bijan's good enough to run behind him and get it.
Exactly.
They're going to run that little route to Drake over the middle that gets him 15 yards every single time. They're going to run it, and they're going to do it, and it's going to work because they've worked on it so much, and they're so in such a well-oiled machine. And I don't have any doubt that a lot of that stuff's going to work out. It is a little bit of a bummer that starting now, like yesterday, we got to see him do it, right?
Right.
You're not going to see any of those guys do it again until the first game.
Like,
that's a long time, man.
Yeah, man.
They don't play Tampa until September 7th.
Yeah.
Damn. It's August 14th.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah. Damn.
I enjoyed the last 2 days.
Yeah, it was good to see.
It was fun.
Even though, I mean, I think
it was fun to watch.
We took in a total of maybe 8 plays.
Yeah. Well, then we get to see the videos and stuff, you know?
We took in a total of 8 plays.
And everyone was enthusiastic about how they looked and all that.
Yeah, man. But I think, you
hopefully you enjoyed it because 3 weeks until you're going to see that again.
This game that's going to be tomorrow against Tennessee is going to be the exact same dudes that played against Detroit. I think Kuz might be the only thing. I think Kuz kicking this game.
Right.
Other than that, everybody that you saw last game is going to see this game. I do not believe Kirk Cousins is going to play. I do not believe they're going to put Kirk Cousins
even making it sound like he might?
I don't know, man.
What's that about?
Now, we go in there and Kirk want to play and, like, you know, let's see if we can get some tape on him. I don't know.
Maybe.
I wouldn't put him behind a second offensive line.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, because I agree with you. Like, I don't think he will play. I mean, maybe he will, and, you know, we'll just be wrong about that. But, like, if he is not going to, why even mention pretend it. Like you're thinking that
maybe
he might?
Maybe somebody asked him.
Are they worried he's going to transfer? Like,
I
this
don't
feels
know.
Like one of the this feels like the college camps that all these all these coaches know who their starters are.
Yeah.
Come on, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Julian Sain's going to be the starter.
Yeah.
I get it. You don't want the other guy to leave and all that.
But he can't leave
Kirk
now.
Kirk can't leave.
He can't leave now. Oh,
yeah, but he can pout or whatever. Oh, yeah. You know, you never know what it is. Somebody will throw some NIL money at him to.
But that's what that's always, you know, I always go back to one of our first ever conversations here. Like, be aware. Okay, you see this guy's taking all the first team reps. He's taking 7. You get 3. Like, that right there on the wall? I know what he told your mom and daddy. I do. I understand.
But he hasn't announced it yet.
I understand. He has announced it.
He hasn't told the assembled media yet.
There's still a time. There's still hope.
He's getting all the reps with the ones. Yeah, and when I come in, all the backups are in.
Yeah. But yet, he told my mom and him, when he's recruiting me, that I was going to have the opportunity to start as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is, in some of these cases, the freshmen are going to start.
Yes.
But they're placating the veteran backup. Because they don't want them to leave either.
Yes, that's what it
like,
is.
We need you.
Yeah.
We need you. We need you in there.
I know I told you that you were going to have a fair competition with this 5-star. I know that you're a 3-star and you've developed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I programmed for 3 years. We're not saying he's better than you. We're just going to go with him right now.
has to be the most annoying thing in the. I don't know. There's a lot of things annoying probably in the lives of college football coaches right now, but feelings management.
Yeah, man.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here. Kick off the show on a Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.